Pray with me, Lord. May we open our hearts, our minds, our consciousness to such a moment that we would receive your truth today. Amen. How many of y'all be willing to receive God's truth today? Anybody be willing to receive God's truth today? If you don't mind, look at your person next to you and go, you know, I think I'll get a little God's truth today. Go ahead. Come on, God, wake y'all up a little bit. Y'all look like you've been up late last night or something, all right? Wendy Wicks, we want to lift you up in prayer, our sister, in the Lord Jesus Christ. Wendy Terry is worshiping with us today from heaven. He is. And he journeyed faithfully and respectfully and in Christ, and he's here today. And if Terry was able to come back from that place today, he would come back for one reason, to tell you to get saved and to be connected to Jesus Christ, because it's the greatest way. So we got to get that real. Amen. We got to get that real with it. And we're going to get real with it today. I want to tell you, we're going to move. Guess what? I'm going to move kind of rapid fire today. So, Jimmy, we got to do this. I'm going to talk fast if you promise to listen fast today. How about, will y'all do that? It's a two-way street. Go with me to Colossians chapter 3. I want to start here today. We have a God that is driven by a premise. And so here's what I love about you all. How many of you all, you say, you know what? I'm going to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. I know that my sins are forgiven. Now what? I got to live the life that I've been placed into. Now that's pretty cool. If you would just live what God's already done, then guess what, Drew? You'd be okay. It's not about what you can do, but it's will you release what God is wanting to do in your life? So I want you to understand this. You got enough of God to change what's around you, because you got enough of God to change you. Now, here's what I would propose to you. Here's what I'd propose to you. I don't know any other thing that'll change you. My wife can't change me. My kids didn't change me. I got used to them. How many of you all? Now, money had changed me. Now, money, guess what? Here's what I found. The more of it you got, the more of it you spend, and you stay as broke as you were when you thought you was broke. Anybody gone through that? You know, my money can't change where I am. It really can't. Now, it can change what kind of house I live in, but it cannot change what kind of life I live. So does that make sense? Watch this. We got to decide, who are we in Christ? Well, go with me to Colossians chapter 3, because he's going to tell us today. You've been made new, and you've been placed in a different location. That was last week's sermon, right? How many of y'all are glad to know that you're living at the right hand of heaven, whether you want to or not? Because Jesus put you there. Now the question is, not are you placed there, are you going to respond from there to life's issues? And so he tells us we better do some things. Because Jesus has placed us, cross and what? Resurrection. How many of y'all know there's a difference between being on the cross and living in the resurrection? If you're on the cross, what? Things are put to death. And if you're in the resurrection, things are brought to life. Let me tell you, a driver. You know what a driver is? Something that moves through everything that God does. He brings things to life. John, that's pretty cool, isn't it? I worship a God that lives. He lives, he lives, he lives. And he wants us to what? He lives. He wants us to live. Guess what? In the beginning, God said, let there be. And what was the response to God saying that? There was. Now I'll leave it to you physicists and you, all the rest of you scientists, to figure out how the was processed. But God said, let it be, and it. God said, you are, and you, well, are. You got to keep your English right, okay? Yeah. If God says it, you are. Now watch. Because we've been made different, that's what conversion is. That's what transformation is. That's what it means that our sins are what? Forgiven. Even in West Virginia, right? They're still forgiven in West Virginia? Got my brother back home. They're still forgiven. Now check this out. Put to death. Now there's some things we need to put to death. We need to put them to death. And here's why. You ready? They're already dead. These things are already dead, but sometimes we like to go live in what's dead. Would you agree with me? He says this, put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature. Why? Because if you're going to live in your earthly nature, then you're not living out of where God's what? Put you. I thought the video was great today. Did y'all like the video? How many of y'all have ever seen that go down before? How many of y'all have ever been a part of that going down before? How many of y'all have ever talked about somebody, but you really didn't know them, you just talked about them? This is a great habit of church people. I find that religious people don't drink beer, but they gossip all the time. Well, let me correct. Don't drink beer in public and gossip all the time, okay? And so until we get this stuff out of us, listen, we can go to all the conferences, all you young people can go slide on fields and be passionate. We can get together with the gospel, backwards with the gospel, upside down with the gospel. We can have TV shows. We can do all this jazz. But the world's not going to believe us till we start living how we've been made. Somebody hearing what I'm saying today. Now, if we would live how we've been made, then somebody might want some of that. We got to put to death some stuff that's killing us. All right? These things are key. Sexual immorality. Have y'all noticed that we are sexually polluted in today's times? People, I want to know where I stand on sexual issues. I'll help you. I am so old-fashioned, so out of date, so out of the groove, so non-nuanced. I'm not postmodern about it. I'm not this modern about it. I'm not this century of it. Guess what? Here's what God said. Sex was created for the covenant of marriage, period. So I don't even believe in premarital sex. So where do you think that puts me with the rest of the stuff? There it is. Stay out of sexual immorality. And some of you say, well, that's old-fashioned and that's outdated. Really? Well, look at the world we've created with sexual immorality. Eventually, you got to look at the consequence. Okay? Sexual immorality never brings a good consequence. Am I telling the truth? Now, I know some of y'all don't like what I'm saying. You're I love that person. No, you don't. If you love that person, you'd marry that person, you'd take care of that person, and you would have wonderful, blessed, hot sex in marriage. Am I tracking? Now, hold on. In marriage. Y'all repeat that back to me because I don't want to be misquoted today. In marriage, I believe you ought to have as much sex as possible in one lifetime. In marriage. Because you guess what? You have sex in marriage, there ain't no way to get in trouble. You have sex in marriage and you get pregnant, guess what? If you stay married, there's no way you can be a single mother. And I hear all my political leaders, they tell me that we got to do this and we got to give so much more money and we got to take care of all these single mothers. Well, to hear the politicians talk, women, all of you all ought to be careful because you can walk down the sidewalk, according to the politicians, and become a single mother. Nobody ever talks about how you become a single mother. And the majority of single mothers become single mothers through sexual immorality. Jeepers! See how quiet it gets in here? Oh, man. Geez, surely pastor ain't going to talk about that. He wouldn't bring that up. Guess what? God says, put that to death. Why? God always wants to bring things to what? Life. Well, sexual immorality gets you. Immorality gets you. Guess what? Impurity kills you. Lust. How many of y'all have ever been plagued by lust? Now, listen, as soon as you hear the word lust, just don't watch this. Anytime we hear the word lust, every man goes, well, of course I like beautiful women. Lust is more than that. I was asking God about lust because I think we live in a lustful nation. What do you think? I think we lust stuff. Would you agree with me or am I crazy? We just lust everything. And I asked God, I said, God, what's the deepest problem with lust? And of course, God speaks to me like this. He says, Stephen, you're not my sharpest servant. I said, I'm aware of that, Lord. That's why I'm asking what I need. And you know what? I got a whole different angle on lust. Here's what lust does. It makes you look at what you don't have so you never live in what you do have. Ooh. See, that's deadly. You know, if you look at somebody else's life, you'll never live what? Your own. If you get all mad and wadded up at somebody else and you're always looking at them, really, what happens to your life? You never live, do you? So-and-so got, how many of y'all have ever gotten disgruntled and obsessed at the same time? And you just got so mad at somebody, everything they said was wrong, everything. Which is, I believe that's why we don't see anything to get done. Listen, President Obama's done some good things too. You see what I'm saying? You just don't wear anybody. But guess what? He's done some stupid things too. But guess what? So have I. And some of y'all speak like you never made a mistake. And I just want you to know, you're the absolutely, I'm going to go ahead and call you out. You're the worst witnesses for Jesus Christ that could possibly be. You're the absolute worst. And I just want to go ahead and tell you, because some of you that have been super religious all your life, the world sees you for who you really are. Obnoxious snobs. There ain't a bit of grace in you. And Jesus never acted like you did. The Pharisees did. And it's time for you to hear. Jesus had nothing good to say about them. And you're probably going to be, I don't know for sure, so hear what I'm saying. You're probably going to be the people that God says, I don't know. And you're going to be totally shocked because you followed His rules but never received His grace. Because you know what's the problem? You can't follow God without His grace. You see what I'm talking about, Abe? You can't follow God until you receive His what? Grace. Because watch this. I can't put this to death. True? I can't do it on my own. Lust, evil desires, and greed, which is, do we have a greed problem in America? What do you think? Now, instead, I've seen America, y'all will give me a hearty yes. If you know, we have a greed problem in America. Yes! Now, watch this. Do you have a personal greed problem? I do. I'm crazy. How many of y'all ever do this? If one works, 10 ought to work that much better. You know, I feel like this. If one hot dog tastes good, 4 ought to be real good. And I have some deadly consequences when I do that. Sometimes, how many of y'all are greedy? It's just amazing. This stuff kills us. So here's what I want you to know. Don't die. That stuff will kill you. And he goes on to tell us, guess what? We get rid of that. It's put to death. We need to put it to death. And here's why we need to put it to death. It's dead. It doesn't belong to us anymore. Christ took it away, forgave it, and He's positioned us to live a life. So what does He say? We got to learn to live like we've been made. We got to learn to live like we've been made in Christ. Now check this. Everything it just said put to death is popular in the culture. Wouldn't you agree? I love our young people, man. Right? Man, you guys have fought a battle. We've all fought a battle. I mean, if you live in America, we honor greed, we honor lust, we honor sexual immorality. We always say it's not that bad, but the Bible says it'll kill you. And when we were young, what did we do? What did we all say? All of us have said it. I'm going to go ahead and confess. Well, everybody's doing it. Everybody does it this way. So I don't know what it is about us human beings, but we think hell is somehow going to be more enjoyable if we go as a group. Have you noticed how nobody wants to go to hell by themselves? You know, come on, brother, go to hell with me. You know what I mean? Let's take the whole church to hell. Like God's going to change His mind because there's a bunch of people that have disagreed with Him. This is where we don't understand God. God is not a president. He's not a democracy God. He is King Jesus. What He says goes, and whether you disagree with it or not, He doesn't care. And watch, that alone bothers some. Well, God does care. He thinks I'm wonderfully made. You go back to that Jeremiah thing. Well, He wonderfully made you, but you weren't really wonderful till He remade you in grace. That's where we misunderstand things. We're not naturally wonderful. Wouldn't you agree? How many of y'all have ever had a 2-year-old child? What's wonderful about that? I mean, we exist for 24 months and we start stomping and fuming and wrestling and resisting. That ought to clue us into we got some things in us that we want to, that'll kill us. But God says, no, I want to bring you to life. Look what He says. Because of these things, the wrath of God is what? It's coming. Now, I want you to know. Now listen. There is a wrath of God. Now, I don't get excited about that like all the young preachers do. The young preachers will sit here and preach for 30 minutes on the wrath of God because they don't understand yet it's the cross and the resurrection, not just the cross. A complete gospel, a full gospel, is Jesus died, yes. He took on our wrath. The wrath of God is death and eternal punishment in hell. I want you to understand that's serious. Jesus took that on. And then he resurrected, just like he said in Colossians 1 through 5, 3, 1 through 5, and has placed us in a place to live. Now he calls us not to sit around and study wrath, but to live the life. Isn't he? God's pretty consistent. Live the life, live the life. Live the what? Life. He says you used to walk in these ways in the life you once what? Lived. How many of y'all are glad you're not living what you used to live? You're not being what you used to be. You've been recreated by Christ to be who he made you to be. Now, let's hold on to that. There is a consequence, though. I want you all to hear. Please hear your pastor. Please hear your pastor today. It scares me more than anything. Living in America, I think we've grown to such a deception, we don't think there's a consequence for anything. And this is what's going to be so scary with Americanized Christianity. I fear a lot of people won't understand God because we've just gotten so shallow. We're so scared to offend, we haven't told the truth. If the scripture says it, that's the way it is. Now, whether a group of scholars disagree with that, that's still the way it is. Whether that doesn't fit nicely into our cultural, you know, moment at the time, it still says what it is. And God says this, don't practice these things because they'll kill you. Why doesn't Kyle? God doesn't want you to practice them because they'll what? They'll kill you. And guess what? You've just been risen. Jalen, God doesn't want you as a beautiful young lady to be involved in these things because he wants you to be a beautiful, wonderful child, daughter of Jesus. That's the marvelous news. What if we ever turned that church on to America? It'd change the world. The resurrected church of Jesus Christ that does what? It gets rid of what kills it. Now, don't lie to each other, because these things ought to go too. Look at these. Now you must rid yourselves of all such things as these. Anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. How many of you, some of that's gotten you in trouble at least once? Watch this. I wish I could tell you I was wonderful. I'm not. I've been out in the yard before in the spring in a snapper lawnmower cost me my witness. Because I said things to that lawnmower that a preacher ought to not say to a lawnmower. And I don't know why it is. I hope none of y'all got that problem. For some reason, about the 20th pull on a lawnmower, when it doesn't start, I believe speaking to it with harsh language will cause it to ignite and operate. Do any of y'all share the same belief? Now what I do at about the 10th pull, if it doesn't start, I just get away from it because guess what I know? I know how I used to live, and I know now. I'm old enough to know if I pull on that any longer, Daryl Carey, I wish I could tell you, I'm not going to say good things to the lawnmower. Now, if I'm out in the yard not saying good things to the lawnmower, what does that do to the witness of Jesus Christ in my life? The neighbors go, Lord, have mercy. Is that dude even saved, much less one who would teach others how to be saved? That kills our witness. We got to be honest. But let me tell you some other things that kill our witness. Anger, malice, slander. And then he goes on to tell us this. Verse 9. If you want to live in the maturity of Christ, this really clicks it. And I find this is a serious problem in Christendom. It's a great problem that kills our witness. Do not lie to each other. And we do a lot of lying in the kingdom of God. I don't know why the world isn't changed because every pastor I talk to has the greatest ministry God's ever given anybody. Every conference I go to, how you doing, pastor? Oh, man, our church is doing great, man. God's just sweeping, man. God's moving, and everybody's doing great. But yet I read the national statistics, and we're barely picking up anybody in evangelism. You know why it sounds like that? People lie. We ought to tell the truth, man. We're not getting it done. Right now in my life, this isn't happening. Right now, I need God to do this. What if we didn't lie? I wonder how that'd change your week. Y'all remember that show had Jim Carrey in it where he couldn't lie for like 24 hours? Yeah, liar, liar. How would you all like God to do that to you? You can't tell a lie for 24 hours. That means this. Your wife comes downstairs and she says, do I look fat in this? Mine would be no, and that would be the truth. Does this look good? Does that look good? Huh? Y'all ever get those things? What does it mean to not lie to each other? It means to get real. It means to understand that only Jesus can save you. We don't lie to each other because we're not what we used to be. Amen? You don't have to lie anymore. You've been what? Forgiven. Why do people lie? Well, listen, there's about three reasons. First of all, to impress people. Now, men, not that you would ever do this, brother, but I have seen other men lie to beautiful women to impress them. I might have even done that to Elizabeth once. When we dated, I told her, you know, I'm sweet and kind. Well, I wasn't, but I wanted to tell her that. How many of y'all? Don't lie to each other. Why? Because you don't have a lying nature anymore. You have a truth-centered nature to bring things to life in Jesus Christ. Isn't that right, Dr. Earl? You don't have that being in you anymore. Live in Christ. That's why it says this. Live in who? Not in you. Not near your neighbor. Not like your neighbor. And he goes on and says, put to death these things. Don't lie to each other. Don't lie to each other. Since you've taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the what? New self. How many of y'all have put on your new self? Now watch this. You've been given a new self. God gave you that. God gave you a new self. Let me ask you a question. Y'all ever had this happen? How many? I'm going to talk to the ladies for a minute. Ladies, have y'all ever bought a new dress on speculation or whatever? I call it speculation purpose. Okay? And you're taking that new dress. This will look good for some event sometime, but I'm not sure what it is. I've seen Elizabeth do this. And she stuck it in her closet, and it got hidden. And a couple years later, guess what she found? A new dress. And she always does like this. Oh, I didn't know I had this. Really? I said, it goes with your 50 pairs of the same black shoes. I don't get that either. Here's these new, huh? Hold on, though. Now, think about it. It's the same principle. She had a new dress sitting in her closet for 2 years. But she never put it on. Now, how many of y'all have had a new life? You've been sitting on a new life in Christ for years, but you won't put it on. You won't put it on. That's why, look at the words he says. Put on the new life. Grace is a free gift of Jesus Christ by a sovereign God, given by God alone. But we have a responsibility to put it on. Isn't it neat? And when you put it on, life changes and gets going toward heaven. Amen? A life toward heaven. And having put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge. Listen to this in the scripture, verse 10. The knowledge in the image of its creator. So watch this. Once you put on a new life, who are you becoming like? Christ. How many every day y'all are living a little toward heaven? I've noticed our church, we kind of got to make some adjustments. There's a sector of us that are heading toward heaven more rapidly than we used to be. In our church, there really is. And so, you know what? At Hillview, you don't die at Hillview. If you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you arrive in what God made you to arrive in, heaven. We only got to die one time. I've already done it. And every one of you who've asked the Lord to forgive you your sins, you've already died. Now you live toward heaven. And eventually you end up, Steve, where? In heaven. Isn't that cool? It's a great life. I don't know why people refuse it, but they do. Every day I share the gospel a lot of times. You share the gospel a lot of times. And I have people say this. Well, no, I'm just not ready for it. I don't know, Donna, what you got to do to get ready for it. Because you can't do anything to get ready for it. You got to receive it. But man, I can't do that yet. I would rather live in my old earthly life with its practices. I would rather lie and cheat and steal and lust and all those things because I'm being so blessed by it. How many of y'all have found that sin messes things up? The sheriff's job would be easier if we lived in a new life, right, Sheriff? Because in a new life, I'd go the speed limit. But every once in a while, I'd get a little old life behavior. I'd break the law. Watch this. If we didn't break the law, this is just a thought. If we didn't break the law, how much money would we save, Sheriff? I mean, it's billions, isn't it? We spend a lot on sinning. What's it going to blow you away? If we back off our sins, if we'd live in that new life as Christians. I'm just talking about believers. I'm not asking non-believers to live like this. You know why? They can't. A lost person's got to lie. A lost person's got to lust. A lost person's got to practice immorality. A lost person will be consumed with impurity. Why? Somebody tell me why. They're lost. But let me tell you, those of us who are redeemed, those of us who claim that Jesus had done something in our lives, we ought to not be like that. And that's why people are confused. They go, how come you lost and you say that you've been found in Christ, but you look the same? You act the same. You lie the same. You cheat the same. God says, no. You're living toward heaven. So guess what the scripture simply says this morning? Live toward what? Heaven, man. Live. And he goes on, and he brightens it up. He gives us life. Look what he says. And having put on that new nature, being renewed in what? Knowledge in the image of its creator. It's here we find peace. It's in this spot we find life. Would you all agree with this? That all of us dislike somebody. What do you think? Come on, we got to work with this. Have y'all noticed that we have some tensions in the nation today? Would you agree with me? What is this? Here's why. Racism is a tension. And let me help you. If you're a white racist, it's bad. If you're a black racist, it's bad. If you're a green racist, it's bad. If you're a purple racist, it's bad. The sin is racism. It doesn't matter which side of the fence you have racism, but here's the problem. We're all racist. And we're all prejudiced and we're all bigoted towards some things. And if you all believe these people that stand up and say they've never disliked anybody, then guess what? The reason you can believe them is because you lie just like they do. Let's get real. We all got certain types of people we don't like. Amen? You want to set me off? I dislike this and I have to put Jesus in me. An able-bodied male who refuses to work and expects me to pay for their existence absolutely sets me insane. Now, hold on. Before you clap, hold on. Now, I don't like what they do, and they ought to go to work. And if you're one of those today, I encourage you to meet Jesus Christ and get a job on Monday. And don't tell me you can't find a job. 30 million Hispanics have found a job, and they can't even speak English. If you have a GED, you will not be a CEO. I listened to a guy, he's in that Occupy, whatever, they're occupied. I got to Occupy moving for him. Occupy a job. So they interviewed this guy. He had a high school equivalent degree, and he wanted to make $85,000 a year. Well, guess when he should have started thinking about that? When he was in first grade. But he has not qualified himself to live like that. You know why? While you were in high school paying attention, he was smoking dope. While you were educating your brain cells, he was burning his out. So see, here's what we don't like. So 30 years later, there's a consequence. One makes $25,000 a year, and one makes $85,000 a year. The difference started in the first grade where everybody had the same opportunity with the same teacher in the same public school. One chose to respond, one chose not to. Then the consequences chose to respond. And then we all go, oh no, this is not fair. Well, if you lived in another culture, you could say that. Because in other cultures, there is no school opportunity. If you've got money, you get to go. And if you don't have money, then your job's already predetermined. This is what happens when you let people determine destinations. And you totally choke out freedom. I think we had some people that were thinking like Jesus that founded the nation. By the way, I just want to help you all. I know you've heard this. This nation was not founded on Muslim principles. Women. If y'all going to buy into that, I'll help you with women. If we were founded on Muslim principles, y'all would have never had an equal rights movement. So I want to wake you up to some true things before you get conned by a lot of false things. Being politically correct will do nothing but kill you. Being truthful will set you free. This is the truth. We've all sinned. Amen. Now I want to show you where God wants to get us. We're all alike. We all need Jesus. I know it's a tough issue. I feel the tension in the room. As soon as I start talking about tough things, everybody goes, oh, I hope he doesn't offend anybody. Why? Why do you think like that? Listen, I offend somebody every day and live a full and abundant life. And guess what? You offend somebody every day. Somebody doesn't like what you do. Do you realize that? Most of the time, you are married to that person. Wayne, even with your great demeanor, I bet you have upset Judy at least once in all these years of marriage. Twice! All men see Wayne after the service. If you can make two times, you, Jim, have you? Jim, I mean, she's a princess, man. You married a princess, but have you ever upset her? I kind of know what you're going to say. So have you ever done some things she didn't want you to do or disliked you doing? Let's talk to my lovely bride up here. She's living with me now for 28 years. I mean, honey, I'm a pastor. I love Jesus. You love Jesus. Have you ever had moments in our marriage, and it's going to be hard for everybody to believe, that you have not liked me? And we practice a Christian marriage, a marriage that tries to honor Jesus. But can you all believe that my wife has had moments in our marriage that she did not like me? All right, well, let's go to a marriage that has lasted a long time. Cynthia, after Earl got off the boat with Noah and then found you, and you all were wed after we had the first rainbow, for all these years, we just celebrated the anniversary, didn't you? Here. 66 years of marriage, and that's incredible. Now watch, hold on. I want y'all to hear this. They've been married 66 years. That could be a world record right now. I'm talking universal world record. Same person. I know I got a few people here going, well, I've been married 66 years. I'm not talking to six different people. I'm talking, it's the same person 66 years. Cindy, have you ever had moments where you disliked Earl? Did you see how quick that was? Yes. But that did not engage the marriage because you were in love. Now look, when we get in love and we practice forgiveness and we don't lie, I want you to see what happens. Warning. This verse of scripture is only possible with Jesus Christ. And this is why we have more bigotry, more racism, more division, and more everything when we try to heal it. Now, I'm a Dr. King fan. I believe what Dr. Martin Luther King did, Jr., to heal race religion, race relations was on target. Here's what's amazing. He would disagree with everything that's being said today. Why do I agree with Dr. King? Who did he follow? Jesus. I don't agree with Malcolm X. He was a Muslim. And Muslims said, black people are better than white people. That's a lie. Because who else didn't say that? Jesus never said that. Jesus does not care about color. That's our issue. And to show you how stupid we can be as humans, just absolutely, I'm going to preach for just a minute. Stupid. Good gosh. We have killed each other over pigmentation of skin. And guess what color we are when we're dead? Dead! Guess what color we are when we're broke? Broke! Sin has no obligation of social status. But Christ puts us all in all. Hillview, I want to thank God for you a minute. I want to thank you in the name of Jesus for being open to all people. I believe it's of God. I believe it's the way God made us. And I'm going to show you by His precious, holy, true word why everybody's welcome. Look what He says. In Christ and in the new life, look what He says. Look what He says. There's neither Jew nor Gentile. It's not about race. Circumcision or uncircumcision. It's not about your preferenced religious practice. Some of you fundamentalists, that drives you out of the wall. You got your little moral list that you want to impose on everybody else. You don't have a grain of biblical evidence for it other than that's the way your granny said it ought to be. Well, here's your problem. She ain't my granny. It's not about that. You cheapen grace. Wake up. I will quote Paul, not heirs. Oh, you foolish Galatians. You have traded in the grace of God for a mere set of rules about circumcision or uncircumcision. No, it's not about religious practice. It's not about that. Scythian, slave, or free. It's not about your location nor your condition. There were a lot of indentured servants at this time. Every time y'all hear slavery in the Bible, you think it's like the slavery we had in America. It's not. If you got in debt, this is an ancient practice. A lot of us would be slaves today. If you got in debt and you couldn't pay it back, you had to work to who you were in debt to until you paid off the debt. So most of you all would be sweeping floors for Citizens Credit Card Union. And if you couldn't pay them back, you would pay them back in sweat equity. What if we put that rule in today? If the government gave you money for a period of time, you would have to work. You would have to work for Rome until you even that up. Well, what if I refused to do it? They put you in prison. What if I acted up in prison? They lopped your head off. And we no longer had a liability. Now, hold on. I'm showing you how people have conducted themselves throughout human history. Because sin kills. God frees. God brings life. Let's live in Christ. And I got to bring it to a close. Look at here. In this place where there is no Jew, and it's not about being Jewish or Gentile. It's not about being circumcised or uncircumcised. It's not about your practice. It's about God's heart in our lives. Amen. God will set anybody free. Somebody hear what I'm saying? God will set anybody free. White, black, red, yellow, green, kinda. How many of y'all realize we got kinda people now? They're neither this or that. They're both. According to the New York Times, we have white Latinos, whatever that is. Here's my question. Why do we identify people by their color anyway? Because we're sinners headed to hell. I got two ways I divide people. You either in Christ or yet to be with Christ. But the ultimate division is this. You've either in Christ or you're outside of the kingdom of God. Now, there is a divide for all you hippie good folks that I love so much that think the world is just going to migrate and everybody's going to be saved because God's a loving and merciful God. Everybody's going to be saved because Jesus Christ came and died on the cross. And guess what? He's risen from the grave. But some are going to refuse God's message. Some are going to no, I'm going to save myself. If you're going to save yourself, you're going to go to hell. Have I been clear? You're not smart enough, pretty enough, lovely enough. You're not the right color to go to heaven. You're not the right background. Jesus is the only source of salvation. Somebody hear what I'm saying. Amen. And that means this. Christ is all. Sheriff, I'd have preached, you know it. Christ is all. David, I mean, you big old in-shape dude, but guess what? You ain't in shape enough to go to heaven. I mean, if you want to bring and say, God, what do you think? I said, let me show you. David, what do you think? King David. Scrawny dude that can swing a 75-pound sword and cut a giant's head off. The guy who can knock down a political ally, not with an atomic bomb, but wearing a jock strap with a rock. Is that too visual? That's what he had on. It's a loincloth. I mean, can you imagine a little kid walking out with his underoos and a slingshot and that's who kills you? Can you imagine how disappointing that is? Don, can you imagine? There you are, Goliath. I've been beating everybody except this kid in his underoos and a slingshot. That that kills you is unexpected. There's a familiar rhythm to life. This is what God says. Let's be free in Him and let's love much. Amen. Did y'all get this today? Y'all been wonderful listeners today. I hope that God has used this old crazy boy in some way to communicate some truth in the gospel. Now, guess what? Today, some of you need to be saved. Amen. And as our pastors come forward and our elders come forward, guess what? Today is the day of salvation. It's not in the morning. Right now. Am I not crazy? I want y'all to go to heaven. Is that cool? I do, man. I want every one of you. And y'all think I don't know all of you, but I see all of you. I can tell you where you sit. You know why? Every one of you creatures of habit. So by the way, if you're going to skip church, you better start mixing your seats up. Miller, you sit there all the time. Yeah. And I can smell the UK on you, so I know where you are. Yeah. Which is, but guess what? I hope to God that when it's all called in, we're all in heaven, right? Young people, be careful. Stay away from this crazy stuff. I want to encourage y'all to do something, please. I know I've talked about sexual immorality, and I know I'm not cool, and I know I'm not popular, and I was young once, and you go, well, you know, Steve, he's just blowing off about that. It ain't no big deal. It's a big deal. Yes. Yes. And some of you men, the little devil got up in your head and said, well, I can't get pregnant. No, but I tell you what. It's hard to be a loving husband if you've been a dog the front part of your life. That's true, man. You're right. It's okay. Say, yeah, that's true. Man, God didn't make you to be a dog. I've had men tell me this. I have had it. Well, Pastor Steve, you just don't understand. Women get out of control when they're around me. I'm telling you the truth. Listen, but I'm telling the truth. I'm not making this up. It's God told me this. And I said, no. I said, here's the problem. You ain't got no control. And I said, that woman ain't talking to no man. Because a man say, hey, listen, we stay out of marriage things till marriage comes. I mean, if y'all do that, I'm telling you, change the world. Now, listen, young women, I love y'all. Some of y'all didn't have a daddy, but you got a pastor to be your daddy. If you want to see if he's a bum or not, run him by my office. I can tell you in 5 seconds. Save you a lifetime of trouble. I eyeball everything that comes through my door. Look at it. And I tell him. I say, listen, you fixing to take Clacy out this door? Expensive. So if you got a 7 on your ACT, I'd just sail on down the road. Watch this. You know why people don't live up to a standard? They never have one. And if that ticks you off, you're in the wrong church. If you want a church that smiles all the time and doesn't tell you the truth, that one's on TV. However, I'm not sure that's the one in the Bible. Because the one in the Bible said the wrath of God is coming against sin, and the way out of sin is in Jesus. And after you get Jesus in you, you got to live it out of you. Amen. Because you can. Is that cool? Y'all been great. Y'all learned. It's a tough lesson today. Because we like to sin. I don't know about y'all. Listen, this is awful. Sometimes I like to just be ticked off. I mean, I even know I'm ticked off. And I kind of like it. Halfway through the day, Elizabeth will say something and I'll kind of feel better. And I go, wait a minute, I got to be ticked off today. I'm proving a point. That's stupid. And I have to repent. Now, I get less ticked off now than I used to because I'm in the heart attack zone and I don't want risk. It's risky now. It's risky now. I throw a fit now. I get a headache, everything else. And then all of a sudden, I've had my heart go, and God going, hey, listen, big boy, you're close. You better calm down. Yes, sir, Lord. It's okay to have a little fear of God. Amen. Amen, Jamie. That's all right, isn't it? Yeah. Jamie, you in heart attack zone too. As many Twinkies as you've eaten. You probably got wall. You got arteries probably look like wallpaper paste. You know, I mean, you and I eat good. So if we go, we can look at each other and say, we shouldn't eat that. We're eating better now, though. Markel has become our personal food stopper. I'm unhappy when I have to eat salad. In fact, I start rubbing my head, seeing if I'm going to grow bunny ears from eating rabbit food. It's crazy. Let's stand together. Y'all are blessing. People are going to get saved right now. God wants you to be saved. God wants you to love. He doesn't want you to be living in wrath. He wants you to be living in His life. God wants you to be saved right now. Ask Him, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my sins. Come on. Don't stand there and live in this stuff. It's killing you. I love you guys, but guess what? My love is not even, it's not even on a scale compared to how God loves you. Does that make sense? And guess what? There's people in here that don't know Jesus. Lord Jesus, come into my what? Life. Come on. If he's drawing on your heart, the Holy Spirit's showing you who he is, you know it's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's just going, hey, I want salvation in you. Come on, he's opened your ears. You ought to thank God for that. If you feel conviction, you ought to say, oh, thank you, God. You want to love me? Why don't you open up and say, Lord Jesus, I repent. I'm sorry. I'm going to change my mind. You are the God of everything. And Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my life and I ask you to forgive me of my sin. And Lord Jesus, forgive me. Guess what he'll do? Guess what he'll do? Absolutely forgive you. Guess what he'll do, man? Forgive you. Guess what? What will he do? Forgive you, save you. What will he do, sir? He'll forgive you. Listen to all these testimonies. What will he do? Even a guy who lived in Butler County? Lord have mercy. What will he do, David? Lord Jesus, forgive me. What will he do? Forgive you. Jeff, what will he do? Jeff, you're not old, but you've seen some things. Have you ever seen God reject a repentant human? I haven't either. Jamie, you've seen a lot of people come to the Lord. Have you ever seen God? When you were doing those youth camps, remember back when you were the youth evangelist star, and you had these crazy kids at summer camp coming and asking the Lord to forgive them. Did you ever see Jesus refuse any of them? Me either. Come on. Be in Christ. Amen. Watch this. Black, green, yellow, white, upside down, male, female, good school, bad school. I don't care where you come from. I care what you're coming into. And I really do. And you can look around this church, and I'm not giving you any lip. I'm telling you the truth. Look at all the weird people in here God's brought together. Especially the one talking to you. I'm okay with being weird. Y'all want to be normal, fine. Guess what I found out about normal people? They go to hell. Guess what I found out about weird people? They say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. I believe you died on a cross. I believe you've risen from the grave. I believe you'll change me forever. I believe you'll take me to heaven. Lord Jesus, that's not normal, but it sure does work. Let's pray. Lord, those who need to come to you, may they be brought to you right now. They know how to tell you they're sorry because you're leading them. So bring us to the altar. Those who need some healing, those who need to just say, Lord, my life is wrapped up in some things it doesn't need to be. Break that in me, Lord. He'll do that right now. Anybody that needs healing, come. This altar is open right now. So watch this. Come on, get your heads up. We got to move fast. We got to move fast. Holy Spirit's already moving. Some have already come to be saved. So come on right now in the name of Jesus. I need you all to come. I need you to come. If you need to be baptized, let the Lord touch you. Amen. Let the Lord touch you. Let him work with you. Amen. Amen. Amen.